Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a question which has been often asked regarding one of the virtues and one of the titles of one of our a'imma alayhimus salam, and that is the title of our fifth imam, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam. You know that the word al-Baqir, the title al-Baqir, means somebody who opens up knowledge, somebody who cultivates knowledge. And this is actually a name that was given to the imam by the Prophet himself. It's been narrated that the Prophet said the following to one of his famous companions, Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari. He said, "O Jabir, I pray that you will live long enough until you meet one of my children from amongst the children of Hussein alayhi salam, Imam Hussein." And then the Prophet said, "He will open up knowledge." This is a person, Imam Baqir, is a person who will open up knowledge, who will cultivate knowledge, the knowledge of religion. So the question we want to ask within the context of this tradition and the title, the meaning of the title of the imam is this. A lot of people say, if the imam was so knowledgeable, he was so learned, why is it that he never invented anything? Why is it that we don't hear of any invention having been created by him? Today, when we think of somebody as a learned person, as a very knowledgeable person, we think of the invention or the product that this person produces for society. Like, for example, today we consider Elon Musk as a very, a very knowledgeable guy, a very, person with a lot of knowledge and, is very a visionary, and these words are used for him, right? And it's a testament to this. They say, well, he has so many inventions. Or, for example, people who have invented various inventions, like Alexander Graham Bell, he invented the telephone. Or Edison, he had all those inventions that he invented. We consider this person as a very learned and a scholarly person because of the inventions he produced. So why is it that the imam, if he was so scholarly, why didn't he produce any inventions? We looked at some of the ways we could answer this question in some of our previous sessions. Today, we're going to be looking at another way that this question might be answered. And that way is this, that it's not necessary for somebody to be knowledgeable. It's not necessary for somebody to produce directly produce an invention in order for him to be knowledgeable, right? Or for him to be very learned. There have been a lot of learned and very wise people in history who never produced any invention, but whose guidance and whose vision helped other people produce many inventions and help those other scholars, on their way to producing, for example, things which were of benefit to people. And we can say this for the imams in general, and Imam Baqir in specific, right? The imams, their knowledge that they imparted to people was not specifically related to the knowledge of religion. Sometimes they made certain allusions to certain things regarding science or the physical world and these kind of things. And, a lot of their companions, they, use this, and they proliferated and propagated science, and perhaps this led to the invention of a lot of things which were significant for society. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at Imam Baqir alayhi salam, and and whether his not producing an invention is a contradiction of his being the most knowledgeable person of his era. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussain Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.